from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, May 31st, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. The National Transportation Safety Board announced it's launching an investigation into Tuesday's fatal explosion at the Chase Bank building in downtown Youngstown. ONN's Candace Hare has more.
This is something that certainly has rattled the community. Officials say seven others were injured. At least one of them, we've been told by a loved one, faces a long recovery. The investigation itself, which is being led by the state fire marshal's office, that is still ongoing. And we have learned that the NTSB, they are sending a crew here to investigate as well. One of the facets of the transportation board is that they investigate any time that there's a pipeline involving things like natural gas and there's an accident that involves a fatality. In this case, we know the police here in Youngstown have termed this a natural gas explosion.
The body of 27-year-old Chase Bank employee Akil Drake was recovered in the early morning hours of Wednesday. Drake was a graduate of Youngstown State University, originally from Pittsburgh. A pickup truck slammed into a West Toledo home overnight. ONN's Tatiana Cash has details.
Toledo police are working to figure out what caused a driver to crash into a West Toledo home overnight. This happened on Clover Lane off of Lasky Road around 2:20 this morning. Officers say the driver somehow lost control and plowed through the front yard, slamming into the garage of a vacant house. The driver was taken to the hospital with injuries unknown at this time.
Two people were hospitalized after a police shooting at a Cincinnati area supermarket. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more.
It happened at the Kroger location in Coleraine Township. Police say the suspect pulled a gun on an officer and shots were fired. Witnesses say they heard more than 20 shots in the store. The suspect and an innocent bystander were shot. They are expected to survive. No officers were hurt.
In Columbus, the man accused of posting cameras around his girlfriend's house to secretly record her daughter was sentenced by a judge. More from ONN's Yolanda Harris.
52-year-old Brian Trissell was sentenced to 4 to 6 years in prison. He admitted to placing hidden cameras in his girlfriend's daughter's bedroom and bathroom. Prosecutors say Trissell deleted the videos when he was caught. The victim's mother calls the sentence justice, but says her daughter is still recovering from the impact of Trissell's crimes.
She hasn't went to the pool yet. She won't go. She still dresses in baggy clothes and stuff. She's still kind of, I have no body, and she's been in the children's psych center a couple times, and you know, it's going to be a long road ahead of us.
The victim was 11 years old when she discovered the hidden cameras. Yesterday was day three of a special session of the Ohio legislature to address the deadline preventing President Joe Biden from being on the November ballot. ONN political reporter Doug Petcash has more with State Representative Bill Seitz, a Republican from Cincinnati.
The House bill pushes back the deadline for President Biden to be certified to be on Ohio's November ballot. The House did this even though the National Democratic Party made a move to get the president on the ballot no matter what the legislature does. Right now, candidates have to be certified by August 7th to appear on Ohio's ballot. That's 90 days before the November election. The House bill moves up the deadline to September 1st.
My own view is that Republicans screamed foul for months when Colorado tried to bar Trump from the ballot on some technicality. We would look like hypocrites if we were to deny Biden a place on the ballot.
A former candidate for Ohio governor has a new job. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
Democrat Nan Whaley, the former mayor of Dayton, challenged and lost to Ohio Governor Mike DeWine in the 2022 election. The former director of membership for the U.S. Conference of Mayors will now become the chief executive officer of Planned Parenthood Southwest Ohio Region with a July 1st start date. Whaley's a vocal advocate for abortion rights and made that a key part of her gubernatorial platform. Last November, Ohio passed a referendum that provides state constitutional protection for abortion and other reproductive rights.
And Ohio native and celebrity chef Guy Fieri has opened his first restaurant in his hometown of Columbus. ONN's Andrew Kinsey has the story.
It's called Guy Fieri's Trattoria and is located over in Scioto Downs. Some of the items on the menu, the Assassin's Spaghetti and a 68-layer lasagna. We asked Fieri why he picked Columbus.
This is my community. This is my kind of energy. This is where my parents live. This is where my cousins still live. I think this is the kind of food. Some of it's a little adventurous. I know that you've had lasagna before, but you haven't had a 68-layer lasagna. I feel that if we're going to go to Flavortown, we need to do it, you know, on my ticket.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.